For Sydney Police, he initiated.
Sure do, mate. Watch out!
The swing door hit Harry in the face, right on the hooter, and made his eyes water. A bad slapstick sketch could not have started worse. He rubbed his nose and swore in Norwegian. Kensington sent him a sympathetic look.
Bloody doors, eh?
He said. Harry didn't answer. He didn't know how to answer that sort of comment down under. In the car park, Kensington unlocked the boot of a small, well-used Toyota and shoved in the suitcase.
Do you want to drive, mate?
He asked in surprise. Harry realized he was sitting in the driver's seat. Of course, they drove on the bloody left in Australia. However, the passenger seat was so full of papers, cassettes, and general rubbish that Harry squeezed into the back.
You must be an Aboriginal, he said as they turned on to the motorway. Guess there's no fooling you, officer,
Kensington answered, glancing in the mirror. In Norway we call you Australian Negroes. Kensington kept his eyes trained on the mirror.
Really?
Harry began to feel ill at ease.
By that I just mean that your forefathers obviously didn't belong to the convicts sent here from England 200 years ago.
He wanted to show he had at least a modicum of knowledge about the country's history.
That's right, Harley. My forefathers were here a bit before them. 40,000 years, to be precise.
Kensington grinned into the mirror.